This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves. On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening. Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing. In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Her Society.
This is Inaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
Yes, it's Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Thank you to the Chappelle Show for a fabulous hour of fun.
Yeah, thanks, Chappelle. And we're here to continue the fun with some discussions, which I'm sure every lesbian, bisexual, or girl who loves or has loved a girl has come across.
Now, I must warn you that some of the visuals in this chat may shock and frighten you. It may even lead you to let out a blood-curdling scream.
Possibly so. Lesbian fashion has always been in the limelight, but not necessarily for the right reasons. On tonight's show, on Her Society, we talk about lesbian haircuts.
Shield your eyes, children, or if you're brave enough, check out the official lesbian haircut types on our Facebook page.
True that. Facebook.com/ Her Study Online, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Text through on 0427-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Plus, later in the show, we also delve into the importance of the Facebook relationship status.
Ooh, deep stuff. This is Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Talking about the big issues, tune in live via joy.org.au or right here in Melbourne on Joy 94.9. Carly Rae Jepsen there with Call Me Baby, the Gabe Flatter remix.
I love that song. I'm in love with it.
It's really, really upbeat and fun, it's I have to say. Like we try to be weekly here on Her Society.
Totally.
This is Ginny and Natalie on your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. We're talking lesbian haircuts this show. Now, I know lesbian fashion hasn't been renowned for its... can you be politically correct with this? Because I don't think I can. I don't think lesbian fashion is in... You wouldn't see it in a Vogue or a runway?
No, well...
Perhaps, maybe you would.
Maybe more Cherry. I don't think anyone's uncovered proper lesbian fashion just yet, because I don't know if you can put your finger on it properly yet.
No, you can't.
We're so diverse and different, aren't we?
Absolutely. And we're so diverse and different that the amount of haircuts that we have within our community... Now, there is a post up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/ Her Society Online. Unfortunately, there is one, yes. And it's got our faces on it.
Exactly. It's lesbian haircuts. Now, there are different types of lesbian haircuts. Now, they're categorized by the actual name of the style of the haircut and the amount of effort required. So if you go to our Facebook page, have a look at the different types of lesbian haircuts. The first one there is the faux hawk. Now, this is worn by dykes who try just a little too hard to put on swag. Effort required.
I actually quite like it.
Well, yeah, we have photoshopped our faces into this lesbian haircut. So if we wanted to change our hairstyle, we could see our options.
It's very pink, don't you think? The faux hawk, it's very pink.
It is very pink. I actually know a lesbian who has that haircut in our Melbourne
community. I know about five.
Yeah, exactly.
But I actually quite like it. I do. I really like the faux hawk.
We'll see, Zeeb. I'm not really ready to give up my long hair yet.
Well, no, I wouldn't say I want to get for myself, but I actually do like the style. And I know a lot of girls that I know pull this off very well.
Exactly.
You know, there's a couple other ones on that page. You'll see if you have a look for facebook.com/ Her Study Online. There's a lot of ones. Okay, there's two on there I reckon really shouldn't exist.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? There is two on there.
You know what I love? The fact that you photoshopped my faces on those two haircuts too.
No. I've got you on one of them. The other one, I have mine. I thought I would be fair. and take one for our team. One's you, one's me. I did give you the worst one, though.
I know. And the second type of lesbian haircut. Now, this is actually quite popular in the... I would say, look, there's no femme haircut here, but if this is anything close to the femme, I would say this is the closest one there on totally. The chart. The ponytail.
Yes.
It's a common sporty dyke do. Easy, quick, no effort required or excess gel required.
I like it.
Yeah. It's do. I mean, I've got a ponytail at the moment. There is no gel. And I just put it up. But when I go out, I do not have a ponytail.
You don't need gel.
No.
You don't need to have got long hair, right?
No, you don't.
No?
No, unless you want to do a little bit of coif at the front.
A little bit of this, there's something about Mary Lick.
Yeah, no. No, nothing about that.
No. Well, okay, the other one is the mullet, worn by dykes who just don't give a... Mm-hmm. This is not just necessarily a good thing. Not much effort required. All right, so the mullet is the other one, one of the two that I wish does not exist.
Yes.
It is very... long time ago.
I would say.
And it's so not cool. But I have my face on there right now. Check it out and see what you think.
Another one which was actually quite common a couple of years ago, obviously attributed to a guy who sings a song that goes, baby, baby, baby. When he came out, the Bieber haircuts came out. Now, the Bieber is a common just out of the closet cut. Not too difficult to style or overly controversial.
That is true.
Moderate effort required.
Well, you know what? The Bieber only came in... a year or so ago, right? So this really wasn't an existence in our lesbian history of lesbian haircuts.
No.
So this is fairly new. It's fairly it's very baby, which ironically.
And I've got to say too that it's generally accompanied by a hood or a cap as
yes.
well. Have you noticed that? When yeah. Justin Bieber came out with the hood and the Bieber haircut.
Or screaming girls.
Exactly. Screaming girls at them, though.
That is true. No, the Bieber, I don't know about the Bieber. But again, I have your face on it.
So, I know. I
so
love that.
So that's fine.
Another popular haircut, I've got to say, is the rat tail. It's worn by dykes who really don't give... Oh, did you actually say this?
Yes. No. I did the mullet.
You did the mullet.
One of the two, which I did. This is the other one.
Well, this is another one that, yeah, is. That's why I thought it was so horrendous. Who really don't give a beep. Never considered fashionable. Minimum effort required. Now, funnily enough, my face is photoshopped on this one again.
Your face looks fantastic on it.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Actually, a girl outside, one of the other hosts, Hannah from Little Fish, made me promise not to ever get this haircut, so I will not. Promise is upheld.
Well, one night I will get you under the influence of something, so you'll de-promise that and then re-promise me that you'll get that haircut. Look, I don't know about it. The rat tail, hey, there's nothing to say. It's it should not be within that category.
Now, there are two more haircuts there that we'll discuss later. If you want to let us know, what lesbian haircut do you actually have? Is it actually on the chart on our Facebook page? Text through.
On 0427-JOY949, or you can email us on at joy.org.au. Or if you know of a lesbian haircut that is not on this, and we should mention it.
Yes,
you know, like
absolutely.
There's got to be some other ones out there, seriously. Or name one. Like, what's your one?
Exactly. Well, I have to say, my one's not on there. I mean, right here, right now, the ponytail one is, but the femme haircut isn't on there.
I've got mine. Mine's called the Natalie.
Very funny. I think yours looks like the Bieber's even. I didn't say that. I'm going to take him off on now.
This is Natalie from The Real L Word, and you're listening to Jeannie and Natalie on Her Society.
This is Her Society, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you live in Melbourne, Australia on Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, and via joy.org.au. For those of you listening all around the world, talking lesbian haircuts.
Lesbian haircuts.
They could be abysmal. I don't know what that word means, but I think it doesn't mean something positive. I only got that from Joey from Friends because his performance was abysmal.
Abysmal. Yes. Well, I want to know what a bisexual haircut looks like.
A bisexual hair? I know.
What is that?
Well, that's what
half
I mean. Well, the undercut, which is another type of lesbian haircut, could be that, do you reckon?
Oh, possibly. What's the undercut?
The undercut is a recently popular cut for lesbians who want to display both a masculine and feminine visage.
That is true. So it's got a little bit of femininity, but there's a little shave thing happening there.
Exactly.
You know
now,
what I mean?
I've got to say, this haircut has been made popular recently due to a particular Real L Word star. Romy Klinger.
Okay.
She's got the half-shaved head and the coif coming over it.
Yes.
Now, obviously, lesbians have taken the liberty and grown the coif a bit longer.
Where?
But that's where it originated from, Romy Klinger.
I don't know what the undercut. I don't know.
I don't know about the undercut either, because it makes me go, ooh. From, like, when they got the side view, you're like, oh, you got a shave. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Exactly. It's kind of deceiving, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. You're like, oh, hey, you got a haircut. Wait, where's the rest?
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, it's like they went to the hairdresser and they started shaving and it just died. The shaver just died.
Yeah.
Oh, not working. Sorry. Can't go all the way around.
Or the chick was so into cyber, was like, wait, no, I want to keep my hair.
Exactly. And they're like,
that's cool. This one is called the undercut.
Yes.
And then it was born.
And then Romy Klinger took it to the real L word and now it's a phenomenon.
It probably did happen to Romy.
It probably did.
Don't.
Oh, don't. Bless. We can't, we can't make fun of our guests
that
way.
No, we like Romy. We saw Romy and Dinah like only last month. Exactly. You know what? I'm just going to add quickly. The girlfriend, what's her name again?
Casey. Yes.
Very cute.
She is cute in real life.
Really. But I've seen some photos of her after that. Sexy.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen the sexy photos, but I think she's really sweet.
Very sweet face. Sweet, cute face. And you know, okay. I think I'm going to go on the little Casey train now.
Absolutely. Like, we want to know, what lesbian haircut do you have? Do you classify your own there? Check out our Facebook page for the types.
Facebook.com/herstudyonline, and you can have a look at our lesbian haircuts. So our faces are photoshopped in these haircuts. So.
Or you can make up your own and let us know what haircut you have. We got a text in from Jess. She says, hey, girl, so I probably shouldn't admit this, but I kind of had an undercut mullet rat.
Oh, my God, at the same time. Talented.
Yes. Lol. Like Super Dyke or something. It was tragic. It was also my driver's license.
Oh, my God. Yes. Jess, please, can you send us your driver's license photo? I want to see it.
Please scan it through and send it to us? Because that is something we will hold ransom for you.
That is awesome. Well, don't admit that. I wish
sorry,
you would send it. You know, yeah. We're not going to get anywhere.
No, send it, Jess, and we'll put in a nice frame for you.
And we'll send you some chocolates in return.
Absolutely.
Ginny's going to buy you chocolates.
Why am I buying them?
Because
chocolate?
You ruined it.
Fair enough.
Jess is not going to send us a photo now.
No, Jess, please send a photo and we will take care of it and frame it for you as we are good girls here at Her Society.
Thanks, Jess.
Love to hear your haircuts, 0427-JOY949.
Or you can email us onair@joy.org.au.
Here's a lady with a good haircut. Well, we hope. Madonna. Jeez, her hair.
Jeez, girls are caught when
exactly.
Wild.
I know. And especially when they do it in a sultry voice as well like that. It is a little bit all too alluring here. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. This is the topic that is hot at the moment. Lesbian haircuts. As abysmal as they may be, they do exist.
Unfortunately, some
and
of them
are. And they're out there, and there are lesbians who are having them.
Well, the last one we have to talk about is one called The Modern Woman.
Exactly. Now, the first thing on the chart that is on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/herstudyonline.
We apologise that modern is spelt wrong. not only is it an interesting haircut, but it's not spelt right.
It's not spelt right. So, you know, in some cases lesbians can't spell. But anyway, the modern woman is usually worn by a power dyke over the age of 30. Moderate to minimum effort required.
Now, I must say, when I think of modern woman and power dyke, I automatically think of Jennifer Beals as Bette Porter.
Exactly.
She had better hair than that.
Well, Bette Porter first was hot.
Yes. And I love how, again, you photoshopped my face into the modern woman.
Totally. Now, that makes a difference. But this one in particular is like, okay, I could probably do that haircut right now if I got wind blown in my face and maybe a spray of hair gel.
Well, I was thinking, if I had a bucket on top of the studio, not that we're allowed water in the studio, but a bucket, and you walked in and the bucket fell on your hair and it whooshed it right back, it would be
The modern woman. Yeah. It'd be like, all right, you know, if you were driving in a convertible and you stick your head kind of out the window, that would be the modern woman. It's kind of a splash back. Everything's kind of facing backwards.
Exactly.
I don't know how to describe it. You just have to go onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/herstudyonline, and you can see the modern woman.
You know what it looks like? Remember that manager from The Simpsons? That pops, like that really rock star manager. He had that spiky hair. I forgot the character name, but it is like that in The Modern Woman.
No idea.
But I'll Google The Simpsons character and I'll Photoshop your face in that one.
Okay. Anyway, that is payback. I'll take it. But no, The Modern Woman is like the detective on Lip Service.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, oh my God, I can't.
Is it the one who talks like this? Not Indian, but you know. It's Scottish. I'm trying to do Scottish, but it ends up Indian.
You just did an Indian accent and you said it was Scottish.
Well, I try, Zebu. My repertoire isn't that extensive.
No, it's the detective. You know, the tall one that dates the lead chick? That's her haircut.
Okay. That I'm going to take your word for that, and I'm going to Google this Simpsons character because I've got some Photoshop.
You do that and I'll Google it.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. We'd love to hear what haircuts you have. 0427JOY949.
Or you can email us onair@joy.org.au.
We got a text in again from Jess. She said, hell no, she's not going to send her photo of her mullet / rat tail / undercut photo. I think that would be another one we would need to add onto our Facebook page because it's an example of what innovation can bring. You know, she, not only is she setting up one style, she's combining three.
Well,
to
she's
use.
Got the undercut / mullet / rat, so it's the under mull rat.
Exactly, the under mull rat, and that is a unique style, Jess. Pat on the back for that, for being individual.
And pat on the back for risking your life and messaging us and telling us on air.
Exactly, and you've also told us where we can obtain a copy of your license at Joy, which we will endeavour to protect for you. Exactly.
Ginny will send you chocolates.
Exactly. On air at joy.org.au if you trust us. Email through. What lesbian haircut do you have? This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.